There's a sign-in sheet going around. Please sign it when it comes your way.
For the record, I want to say that Fran only brought chocolate for my...
I figured you guys would share. Thanks. Sorry, Nance. I'll remember you at Easter. The Easter bunny will give you a visit.
Oh, it's a cold, scary bunny.
It's a cold world out there. All right. Okay. First topic is the construction schedule. What's the status on schedule update 19?
19 is being done with the true time durations. So you're going to get one of your schedule that you force us for March and the other one with the true durations.
Any idea when we might get that?
Stuart was supposed to have it for me last night, so I will... I'm checking my emails right now. It's not there yet.
Okay.
Is that it? Everybody else did this?
Yes. Piazza asked for an update on payments 19 and 20. These payments are currently being processed.
20 was done. 21 is in its final stage. We received the email today.
Yeah, I think I signed the last one.
Yeah, 21 is in the wire transfer stage.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Piazza and J&M both stated that the heat will hold better with the insulation of the ceiling tiles. I believe Piazza's continuing with the insulation of the ceiling tiles.
Right, we're down to the...
Regarding switch gear...
Well, hold on. Let's just go back to that. The units that Jim has on... Okay, we appreciate the effort on that, but it's not doing anything. It's not doing a damn thing.
What does that mean?
But it's not blowing out hot air. It's not doing any. I mean, it's blowing out warm air.
70 degrees.
Right, but it's not holding.
We knew this.
It's not. No, you didn't know. Let me finish, because we all know it's blowing out at 70 degrees, but it's not holding 70 degrees. You know what I'm trying to say? It's coming out because it was 20 degrees last night.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's not holding. I personally, you don't need to turn it on. You know, if you want, keep it on. But the temporary heaters that you have, they're doing the job.
Exactly.
So why put those units on? And they're not doing it. They're not doing it. If they were doing something, because we tested it by shutting the heaters off. Okay, it's not enough. It's not enough. So that's up to you guys.
We knew 20
degrees.
We all knew that.
No, I know that, but so I think the next question is, do they need to be on, are you only having them on for us?
Yes.
So just think about it. That's
I would prefer them not to run.
Absolutely.
Quite honestly, but
the heaters were doing exactly the same thing.
So you prefer them not to run, and the things that they shouldn't be on, and Nancy agrees. Sounds like
Mike, if you shut the heaters off.
Well, you're still gonna do startup.
It's not holding
right,
the heaters. I mean,
so
that's what I'm saying.
Let's look to shut them off if we can. That's all.
Okay.
If it's helping, it's helping. If it's not, it's not. And we'll make the call.
Supplement.
Yep.
Is the word.
Exactly.
I've always said.
Is it helping? You believe it's helping?
It'll give you 20 degrees. Outdoor, indoor, 20 degrees.
Less than whatever the ambient temperature is.
25 this morning. The best they could do is 45 in the space.
Ah, so 20 more than the ambient.
So we've always said you're going to need a little heater here and there. I don't know what the combined total BTUs of the temporary heat is. Ours is $500,000 per floor. BTUs.
If they're saying
so,
you need
if you're
that
only getting
up,
it to 45,
to
the heaters would do the same thing, probably.
More, doing more.
So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? If they're saying that they don't need those units on, then you can take that and hook up your machine.
That's okay. I'm sure we'll use them somewhere else.
But a lot of filters.
You want me to bring it up?
It's called a full load.
So, bring it up.
I will.
All
right, keep going.
Well, one thing. So if it's that it's not doing anything or it's not giving to us as much heat that we need, it's not providing, we could take some of the amperage per se from the 800 amp and be able to help them out and hook up some other floor machines that they're looking for.
Sounds like a total good
plan. Can you hook up to the baseboard, Jim? to the no.
Report's not ready.
Okay, I mean, that's what we really need to do everything right. That's what you really need. But if you can't do it, you can't do it.
Trust me on that.
Yeah, I believe
you. Enough. There's three different functions that have to work together.
I understand, but that just keeps that room enough.
Baseboard wouldn't be enough.
To hang doors, it would be.
No, it wouldn't.
No?
No.
Still only getting the 20?
No.
20. And so beyond individual, you only get the 20.
Right.
Together, you get
you
the 100.
You have a 60-degree turn to right.
Doesn't make sense with math, but...
with the basically 6 million BTUs you have in here.
So
temporary heat is 2 million BTUs. So you can do the math. Right there.
Can I ask you a question?
Right.
I mean,
right
I'm a little stupid. I'm not an engineer. But how the hell are you going to heat this building when everything is done gone with these three phases at a constant?
You will.
You will.
Oh, yeah.
Because all the doors and windows will be in at that point also.
Doors and windows are in. It all sealed up. You're holding 80 degrees upstairs.
I think he's saying that all three together.
You're not?
Doors and windows are in the building?
It's,
all of them.
It's sealed, Nancy.
Okay.
Okay? And it's holding 80 degrees.
Totally off track.
We are. Let's keep moving.
Regarding switchgear, the switchgear was delivered on 212.
Sounds like
Monday 212. Insulation will take about 30
like
days.
Yeah.
Talt to advise when they'll be doing their electrical shutdown. It'll be over the weekend.
You'll give us plenty of notice for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how long do you think it's going to take you to put all the wires in and all that switchgear? A realistic number.
Well, the schedule has 30 days.
Okay.
So that's what we're aiming for.
Do you really think 30 days you can do it?
I hope so. I can't tell you at this moment right now if it's going to be the whole 30 days, maybe less, maybe a couple of days more. I don't know. I got to talk to Al. He just got the switchgear on
Monday.
Yesterday was a snow day, so he didn't do anything. We wasn't here. So he's just starting to put the stuff together.
Sorry.
So I will find out and get a realistic date.
But
to see
after
where
the switchgear in, then Jim needs what? You need 30 days, Jim, to whatever
after,
you have to do?
Once the power is on, he
roughly
needs 30 days.
30 days. So we're into the middle of, we're going to be in the middle of March with the switchgear, and then March at the middle of April before the heat turns on.
Oh, sorry. I have some of those.
Just in time for getting the AC turned on. All right, can we move on to something else?
All right, anything else regarding the construction schedule? Next topic is field coordination. Just a reminder, everyone's responsible for daily cleanup. AB basement is looking pretty good down there.
Is it?
It's not bad. I mean,
why don't you go down there and look, Nance?
I was down there. I'm there every day.
It's clean.
Okay.
The gym needs to be cleaned up also. It's cleaner. I like that word better.
It's all painted. We're going to start caulking. We can't put floor because we don't have heat. We can't put the floor in the gym is coming for because we don't have heat. Okay, and I request that all the trades get everything out of the gym. Please.
Who's in the gym?
Well, there's a bunch of stuff in there. All we got is ceiling tiles.
Ceiling tiles, door stuff.
Door stuff is all is all spread out.
I think the only thing that's in there is gang boxes from the sprinkler guy, and they're on wheels, so he can get them out of there.
Get them out.
I don't think anybody else is in there.
Our
guys in there taping.
Our guys are... Nancy, it needs to be cleaned out, please. Stop. It needs to be cleaned out. The classrooms need to be emptied out. We're down with terrazzo on the first floor.
We're just talking about the community building, not the classrooms.
I'm talking about the whole job. I'm down on the first floor.
Okay, well, that wasn't specific. You said gym.
Piazza stated, terrazzo.
Stop. Enough. Enough with the sarcasm. And we need to jump. Michael, I need to get it cleaned out because the guys are down there and finishing up. That's all I'm asking.
Okay.
That's all I am asking.
Are you talking to him or are you talking to him?
No, I'm talking to everybody. That's
you
all
said
I'm
Michael.
Asking.
There's two Michaels in the room. Actually, there's three.
All right, these side comments are really not...
Okay, Mike,
here.
I need to get the place cleaned out. That's all I'm
what's
asking.
What's he going to do about getting the place cleaned out?
Maybe
it's
he'll tell
job.
You. Maybe he'll tell you to manage it and get it cleaned out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he can tell me that. That he can tell me.
That's all I'm
after
asking.
He looks at the place. I'll show him.
Let's go look at it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Terrazzo. Where are the terrazzo guys now? Second floor?
Second floor is done. We are down on the first floor. We are in the cafeteria.
We are going to pour half the cafeteria. We are going to pour half the hallway. So I need that all clean so I can get in there. The guys are up on the third floor, on the floor tile, which will be done, and they're coming down to the second.
Is the grinding and everything done on 2 and 3?
Yep. Yes. All polished.
Okay. YPS, so this is for the... So we're okay with the power issues and possibly using the generator? That's all set?
We're done.
Okay.
We're on the first floor, guys. Come on.
Bathroom's on the second floor. They were turned over to Lombardo. Lombardo's currently up there now. Piazza stated third and fourth floor wood doors are being delivered on 2-1.
They've been delivered. Okay. We were told to follow the manufacturer's recommendation. Okay.
You said you got 80 degrees, though.
You can't have 80 degrees. That's too hot. It's going to...
The
problem is, let me try to make it clear. We're set at 65 to 70. 65, 60, whatever, okay? The problem that is going to happen, Michael, is that when you shut it off and you put the heat on, it's a different ambience, you understand? It's a different
heat. When you shut what off?
When you shut the temporary heat and get the permanent heat so everything acclimates... Okay, that's a different heat. Now,
that's 60 days from now.
Right.
Right.
We could have a floor in 10 days, hardware this thing down. The thing here is this, Mike, which these doors are not solid wood doors. Solid wood doors will twist. This corkboard, press board.
What are they, Brian?
I don't remember the.
It's like a glue.
So laminate warps less than natural wood?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, going back to manufacturer's recommendation, so we understand here is when we put the pipe on the ground here, the manufacturer's recommendation is not to use that pipe at all on a high water table. They did. Okay. We backfilled with gravel to release pressure. Okay. No problem. So what we did. Bedford Rec Center or whatever that was, we hung all of the millwork on temporary heat. Same architect.
So the problem, Nick, with your question, John's question, Joe's question, when you say something to me, like in an email saying, it's a simple yes or no, do you want us to do the doors as is?
Yes.
I know that's a simple yes or no, but what you're asking me to do is relieve you of the warranty and take it all on to the city. I can't do that.
Mike,
I don't know how to do that.
You already,
I don't even know if I have the authority to
right,
do that.
But this city has already taken up all the responsibility of this job because you released the other guy's insurance. It's all on you.
No, I'm not, that's a legal thing, but you
right,
asked me to answer
what I'm
a
saying to you,
question.
What I'm saying to you, okay, is this... is normal. This is normal.
If it's normal, then why do you need the question answered?
Because I gotta make, the architect is gonna say, yeah, we'll do it with temporary heat. If there's an issue, we'll try to resolve the issue. Like normal. This is typical normal.
But where does the liability fall if they do warp?
Mike, by the time you go to put these doors on, April, May, and June, that's when you'll be here. Come on. There is a situation here that has to be resolved. That's all I'm saying. I am at the point, okay, that I backed up. Do you realize that we are 6 weeks ahead?
I'm here, happy to hear it.
Okay, you look at the comments that Russ Tavison made in his verbiage to the board. We're 6 weeks ahead. Where this 181 days is, it's unreal, I don't care. I'm trying to, you are in a position right now to blitz this job. And you know what? If we had a little cooperation, okay?
Well,
and
know,
I can't, wait.
Let me
finish.
Okay.
There are circumstances that were beyond the construction manager's control. And we understand that, okay? But there's the things that could have been done. We've done this on every single job. Mount Vernon, we had to do it on temporary heat. Millwork on temporary heat. So I've been asking Russ Davidson to sit down and say, how do you want to address this? You really want me to wait till April? May? Come on, guys.
Where are the?
That's all I'm saying is that let's get done.
I hear you.
LVT flooring sub. What are they on third floor?
Third floor. It'll be on the second floor, end of this week, and on the second. And he's bringing in four more men to knock out the second floor. We can't do really anything on the first floor because you got a lot of trades there. We're asking to clean it up, but all the grit is up. They're painting.
So you can't do it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you can't throw. I know that I can't throw the people out.
Yeah.
Well, I know I can't throw the people out of the room, but we're painted. Grit is up. The only thing, the court is going to be, so somehow we got to figure out, you know.
That's coordination.
We're coordinating doing one side and bringing them onto the other side. But they're still putting a 6-inch pipe or 8-inch pipe we saw today loading into the building. I don't know what that's for.
Fire pump.
That's the sprinkler guy, yeah.
It's in the basement, though,
right?
No, I think he's on this, in the stairwell.
He's doing his risers.
Whatever, I'm just saying. So all I want to do is knock it out. We got the ability to knock it out. And I understand the power, the 800 amp wasn't enough power, whoever designed that, go right down the road. But the point is, we're here to get it done. We can do it. We can really do it.
Good to hear.
By the month of February, I should be out of the first floor. Okay, and into the cafeteria area. Your cafeteria equipment is coming when? The end of the week or next week?
Next week.
Next week.
You guys ordered all the appliances and stuff?
It's already. It's sitting in a warehouse. They're grouting the floor today and tomorrow. Where are you going to get the power to hook this stuff up?
You're not.
Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I mean, that's the reality, Nick. I know I don't want to curse or anything, but I can't pull this power out of my... Yeah, you know what I mean. So
maybe up to half. Maybe up to half.
Didn't somebody use that?
Just use the word "boat" for everything.
Keep going.
Tolt stated all systems at the fourth floor are in, except for light fixtures.
All the mounting hardware for the pendant lights will be here tomorrow, so he can go ahead and start mounting all the mounting hardware.
Oh.
Once those are installed, can we white out behind you?
Yeah, I thought you guys were whiting out already.
No, we put in what we could.
Okay.
You know. They left rows, right?
Right. I discussed with Robert Tolt, and I said, I'll leave the rows. If you got just the pendulums coming in.
Independence, yep.
Mike will go up there, do what he's got to do, and we'll white it out.
Okay.
Jose, are you going to throw bodies up there to put those in once they get in?
Yeah, well, when they come in tomorrow, let Al... review it, take a look at it, because you know they're not just pulling here and there.
No, right.
There's different lengths. Yeah. Jose, there's 8-footers, 4-footers, so we have to put them
for the fourth and third floor.
They're coming for all floors.
Okay, because once they're on the floors, I'm shutting those windows. That's it. Oh, because all my material is here.
He's been bringing everything in through the stairwells anyway. Everybody's been.
You're gonna.
That's what they've been doing.
Yeah, they've been bringing.
They've been carrying everything upstairs.
Yeah. As opposed to what? Oh, like
loading
some sort of lift.
Loading it in from the front.
Okay, Mike, shut them down.
Yeah.
So that's tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Those are coming in, small boxes, not your long lengths?
No.
No, tomorrow's the mounting hardware.
So you're going to hump it up the stairs? You know,
yeah, it's just mounting hardware. It's not... It's
I
not,
mean, when the fixtures come, that's what you're going to do, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been doing with everything.
So then you should close it up, Mike.
Okay.
Has he been using...
Nobody needs it, Nick. Why would you keep it open?
Has he been using the
Mike, did you have a different conversation with Al?
No.
Okay.
I was texting, so I was a little preoccupied.
Okay.
What am I closing up?
All the windows.
The windows.
The windows we're loading up material through.
Oh, yeah. 4 and 3 are going to be closed up.
Okay.
Yep. Right away.
And 2 and 1?
2, not so quickly. After Thursday, Thursday I have a delivery. That's tomorrow. After that, I'm going to close up second floor. Yep.
Okay.
And,
you check with your foreman, Jose.
I will.
Because those light fixtures going up the staircases, they're long.
Some of them are long.
Okay. It's up to you.
Yeah, no, I understand.
They're offering to do it.
I'll talk to Al.
Yeah.
But I don't want to hold you guys up from putting in your windows and finishing some ceiling grid.
I don't think that was even a conversation before to leave the stuff open.
No, it's being closed up. It's being
done. Yeah. I think they were just going to hump it up.
Yeah. It's being closed up.
Lombardo sprinkler sub. The sprinkler heads in the first floor bathrooms, are they all installed?
Yep. And he took care of the cafeteria fire department connection.
All right, that's complete. So Piazza can close up their chase wall, correct?
We did.
All right, so that's done. KGD currently working on sketch for ceiling at loading dock. I believe that was all done.
Yep.
J&M stated ERUs will be complete with startups, then VRFs, and last will be FinTube. All right.
Do we want the commissioning agent to be here for startup for VRF in particular?
I can ask them.
I think that's...
I asked them when they wanted to be here for ERUs, and they said they didn't need to, so...
Yeah, I think for the VRF, they should be here. Yes, please. Yeah.
Sure.
Is that typically what happens?
Yeah. It's a complicated system, so they should be involved.
So, well, I have a question following up with all that stuff. We were planning on 1 April or so to assign the custodian... The head custodian that's going to be here so he can start familiarizing himself with units and the lay of the land, excuse me.
I'll be retired. I can be able to be a head custodian. I just need a pension.
To be part of that too?
It's not a bad idea, yeah, because owner training is part of that, the commissioning. So, yeah, it's a good idea.
Okay. So we'll have the nighttime guy and the daytime head custodian, we'll have both of them present during that. So can you send when those dates are going to happen?
You're going to tell me, right?
I'm going to caution you that a Q&A is not the time for a Q&A.
No,
it's not
I agree.
Q&A. He's going to be quiet and watch it. He's not that type, so we can tell him to be quiet. Yeah.
He's not that type.
He's definitely not that type. He'll take your drawings and say, I found a mistake. It's great.
Okay.
Anything going on? Anything in the field that anybody's slowing anybody down on? Anybody waiting on anything?
That's
a loaded question.
Yeah, it is.
Nothing? All right.
As far as the baseboard heating, what do you need to clear away to get that completed? Is there anything holding on?
There's some walls that we can't put it on yet because they have to be painted. The windows have to be in and all the other stuff.
He's doing everywhere he can do.
Yeah, we're
what is
about as far as we can go.
FinTube.
Next topic is record documents and field reports. I need from Talt, Piazza, and Lombardo.
The field report?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's only like a week, maybe a week or two for each. Permit requirements, skip over that. 2 week look ahead, I need Lombardo's. You just sent this morning, so I need one from Lombardo.
I just sent it. You got ours this morning.
Yeah. Construction observations. At the last meeting, Piazza still needs to address construction fencing and barriers. They were supposed to fix the gate at McLean side once Hall was done. So I believe Hall's out of there, so...
So what do you mean by that? We're going to shrink it, right? We're going to start pushing everything towards the building?
Well, that's what Piazza said.
That's what we had talked about.
That's what we're waiting for.
Well, you were waiting for somebody to
Hall.
Vacate.
Hall.
Yeah.
Hall has been... Hall is vacated. Seven, again, stated street cleanup must be done daily. We still got to keep up with that. Reminder, KGD stated there's a lot of dirt and debris inside the building. We still have to keep up with keeping the building clean. Regarding stair B risers, Piazza currently grinding slab and will be level.
It's done.
What did you say?
It's done.
Nice.
Is this something we need to look at?
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's similar, this northwest stair over here, there's a little dip right before you start to go down from the top end, and I'm sure you're
aware of it. Yeah, we saw that.
Needs a little low.
Yeah, we're gonna do the same thing.
Okay. And what's the final floor? Is it a stair tread?
It's rubber.
The landing tread and then the stair matching stair treads?
Yep.
So when you install those, you level everything, right?
Exactly. You have to level it's like done on every single job.
Schluter trim mock-up, was that reviewed?
Isn't that done?
Done and reviewed are different, but...
So I don't know if it was reviewed.
Just take a look. It's about the molding, right? On the tile?
I see it every day.
I thought Russ was good with it.
I'm not the one looking at it.
All right, who's supposed to look at it?
I'll follow up.
Okay.
I walked through when Russ was walking through one day, and he said, "Yeah, it looked acceptable. It looked good." So I don't know if that's is what it is. It is what it is, actually. That's what you got.
It is what it is. There's no detail on it. We actually made it look better.
And Savin stated the only zinc tiles were delivered. This was at the last meeting, and the vertical panels are still missing. Do we have an update on the vertical panels?
Somewhere in the Red Sea.
Those guys here today?
I think vertical panels came earlier this
coming
week.
Coming back today, so
I got a double.
It should be here in a minute.
The zinc panels are being installed. Yeah.
No, there's the vertical panels. The zinc panels are here.
That's what I said.
The vertical panels, there's the... It's not the zinc.
That's what I said.
Anything else on construction observations?
Yeah. When we see the sketch, okay, on the walkway, okay, I need them to be signed by KG&D. The only reason I'm saying it's fine is... The way this pitch is, it's at a minimal, okay? Because you had to fix it because
that's somebody's fault.
It's at a minimal. So the point I've got is you got a 4-inch curb now, which it's not going to hold 4 inches all the way around because of the way this street is, okay? But you've got a pitch going towards the building, away from the building, towards the trough drain. So on a steady rain, there's not enough pitch or momentum to get that water to go. You're going trough drain. If it's a heavy rain and the troughs fill, that's all I'm saying. So
what's the workaround?
What do you mean?
What's the remedy to that?
There is no remedy. The road is the remedy. So I'm just saying you work with what you have. I understand that, but we got to realize that water is not. It's
So on a normal rain, we're good. On an exceptional rain.
On a normal rain, if it's constant, the water doesn't have enough,
pitch?
Enough pitch or momentum to get away. You know, if it's coming down, like, that's all I'm saying.
Did we put a hose on it or anything like that? Or?
No,
it's
we haven't poured it yet.
Yeah, we can't.
You know, right.
We got to do, and there's a drainage that they got to put in, they're doing that in time material.
We gave them prices.
So these prices are in, and I need to know because that's our next move. We can get the blankets down and pour either McLean, okay, or we can pour from here, okay. I think the biggest problem that hasn't been addressed there yet is where the church is because it goes up and then it comes down. That's a set. So. We got to just address that.
Where do the trench drains go? Where does the water go once it goes in the truck?
One goes on Lawrence. One goes right here.
They tie into the
street. I mean Radford. Yes. One goes on Radford. Yeah. One right here. And one at the bottom of the cafeteria.
Thank you.
And you got to make sure that the drains that you have in the sidewalks, if they're not maintained and they clog, you're screwed.
So tell me about what's a drain on the side. Is that a manhole?
Yeah, we've got manholes out. You know, there's like a larger sidewalk right on this face of the gym. There's some area drains. You know, there's the area drain down the courtyard, by the cafeteria.
But they're not on the sidewalk. They're off the sidewalk, right?
No, these area drains
Well, no, these three are, it's like a plaza. It's like a plaza drain.
Because the drain is 2 inches below the slab.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All
right, next topic is submittals. Sam will continue to send out the list of pending submittals to whoever needs them. We still need the asphalt mix designs. We did find the simulated stone countertop submittal.
He sent that in. Yeah, it's floating into something else.
Oh, so you'll have.
Yeah,
we'll let you know where it is.
Yeah, the asphalt mix, the mix design number two, right? That's the number two. Yeah, that's fine. It's two. Okay. Yeah, that's within something else.
And Piazza still to resubmit several submittals. I already sent them the list out this morning.
Yeah.
Regarding zinc and ACP panels, some zinc were delivered, that was 2 weeks ago, and there's a delivery of zinc and ACP panels that was scheduled, this was last week. And Piazza said they were gonna give me an update on the vertical panel.
There should have been a delivery Monday, but I gotta double check that.
KGD submittals pending you guys. I see acoustical panel, ceiling, product
panel,
data.
And like a vinyl and a vinyl panel for the bleacher.
Yeah, and the physical sample on the signage for Mulberry.
Oh, right, that just came.
I sent it to you. Yeah, you should. I don't know if you got it yesterday because of the snow, but yeah,
I'll look at it.
The physical sample went to you guys, and on some mill exchange.
That's it for submittals. Next topic is RFIs. I only see one pending RFI, and that's 401. 389, 399, and 400 have all been responded to.
I mean, I didn't close it, but that's the generator exhaust one that's ongoing.
Yes. We met the manufacturer. They offered a low-profile muffler at no cost to the owner, so that's going to end up being our recommendation.
Oh, nice. The flat pancake?
Yeah.
Pancake?
There's two options, and Jose, I think... Nina and Vince are reviewing it now with Cummins, and we think you guys should look at it before we release it.
Yeah, we were here. We met them, and that was the recommendation that they did. They said that would be cost-effective instead of putting it,
Moving it down. There's more connections.
Exactly.
So we're
more flex connections and all that. Yeah.
The only thing is that it's a 14-week lead time, so it is what it is. We're gonna release it the way it is.
Okay, I think. All right, good. Good.
Whose scope is the PA on?
PA.
PA system. Could you get me the make and model of the PA that we're installing?
Sure.
The head and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. You want me to send you the complete submittal? I could do that.
I mean, I can do that.
Yeah. Whoever.
All right. Okay. Send him the complete submittal so he sees what's being bought. All right. Well, that's good news, Paul.
Yeah. It's either a 90-degree connection or an inline. So that's why we think you should be involved.
Yeah.
We're looking at the flex connections, also the ones you have on site, and so we're looking at it today.
Yeah. He recommended the inline.
Oh, okay.
Connection detected. So. If that's what they're going to recommend.
We'll involve you in that conversation.
That's good. Good.
Mm-hmm. Do you know when that's coming out? The final?
Hopefully today.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow.
I got crybaby bitches.
They're gonna want the old muffler back.
They're taking it back.
Okay, good.
Because
we
don't have the part.
I mean, it's brand new. It hasn't been
scratched,
but all they got to do is just paint it over.
Gets insulated anyway, so.
So, okay.
They want to leave.
All right, next topic is new items. KGD still to discuss with ITG if there's a high temp alarm for the walk-in freezer.
Why don't you go out there?
He's just taking all the shit. He's going to leave.
Seven to schedule meeting with ITG regarding first floor classroom doors. What's the status on that?
One second.
What was the question again, Chris?
I sent an email to Brian.
Still working on it.
Yeah. We're setting up a Teams. This is not distracting at all.
Yeah, really.
Regarding fire stopping inspection, Piazza stated they are ready for first floor inspection. Seven to schedule. We did schedule that.
I need MEPs to do first floor fire stopping. Some's done, some's not done. So when I bring them back, you guys will tell me if you're done or not. Before that.
Change order MC10, temporary heat at community building and cleaning out of ductwork for J&M. That was processed. Regarding playground equipment, YPS stated material was ordered and will coordinate with Piazza once work is to begin.
Joe, how do you want that coordination? You want me just to put the lady in touch with you?
Yeah, that'd be... go through.
Nancy.
But if you can send me the drawing.
I have that.
Oh, if you can send me that. Perfect. So you and I will coordinate them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regarding fiber and phone lines, IT department asks where the fiber enters the building. Once fiber is in building, YPS to review and advise.
So the fiber is according to
Chromecaster.
So it's going to be end of May, beginning of June before that fiber gets in there. But everything in the back end should just be ready to accept whatever that is and test, right? The devices I don't want there before the summer anyway, because they'll just get destroyed. So.
You mean like the actual phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't need that.
Okay.
But what we will need is phone lines for the elevator fire alarm.
I'm a little, we'll go about it this way.
Okay.
I'm a little confused on the responsibilities there and
okay.
how where mine lies, and I'll do it.
Yep.
I just don't know what it is.
All right, we can go over it after. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And 7 sent list of the owner provided toilet accessories. YPS to provide 3rd and 4th floor for Piazza to install.
What's that?
The toilet accessories.
That's out.
So, yeah, the sanitary.
Did you get anything in?
Some stuff.
Okay.
So, give us
what
we have.
Guys want that?
Give it to us. And yeah, we'll finish up bathroom.
So, you give it to you, or do we just hand it off to them? I don't care.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Just tell me when you bring it.
We have people here. We're ready for it.
Okay. Gotcha.
And the next scheduled meeting is 2:28.
It's a great day.
I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so.
Okay. So, I need to know, Mike, Nancy. Why don't you take the temporary power off the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th floor so I can finish the wall and the tile?
What, am I going to do it?
What is going to be done? You're the manager.
Take it out. You can't take it out because it's a temp power.
Okay, so you're going to pay us to go back upstairs, remobilize, and finish that up?
On the first floor corridor?
No, I'm talking about 2nd, 3rd, and 4th floor.
And the walls?
Yeah.
Oh, well, when it comes out. I mean, it is what it is, right? We have to work around it.
What is it that's I don't know.
There's temp power in the walls. That got to be cut.
The
wires.
Yes.
And that's just going to die in the wall and stay in the wall. Right?
Well, it's going to come out.
Well, it's going to come out.
They
but
pull it.
And then they
what
tie in all the tiles
but what,
and sheetrock and nails
power is
after.
Nick, what temp
on,
power?
On 3 walls. You want to finish
with
the tile 100% up there.
What, there's panels there or something?
Yes.
You have the temporary.
Some
walls.
Of it
so
is
the
wires
going.
Yeah. Out.
All right, let me talk.
Can't we just loop them on the outside of the wall or something so you guys can do, can they do that?
Well,
no,
let me talk to
our.
You gotta look at it. It's different.
Let me look at it.
Okay, what about the main power that's in the middle of the floor at 103?
I saw that photo. I don't even know what is.
So what's going to happen?
That's a temporary electrical service.
That's
but
the main service.
Look like anything's hooked up to it.
No, it goes through.
So
goes
the
panels and everything.
Oh, that's
so my point is, we're going to go through the terrazzo. We're going to leave a little square out. We'll patch in the square, but it's going to look different, obviously. Because it's going to be, you know, you got to put the metal track around it.
Where is it?
When are you going to be doing the terrazzo there?
We're doing it.
You're on that side of the hallway.
And we're
right
going
now
into that room.
Okay, I'm asking, when are you going to be?
This week.
You're going to be there this week?
Yeah, he's putting
are
the base
down.
Are
you going to be there this week?
What are you asking about? I'm
it
telling you.
But
we'll
I don't
be there
see it because you just started the base over there this
okay
morning.
So by the base on that half is done. And by early tomorrow morning, he's going to start mixing the truck.
Okay.
He's going to put his grid in.
So this week.
Right, so I want to try to get that whole area done. And then go into the cafeteria, giving everybody a chance.
Where is that located in the building?
It's in the hallway.
Let me look
outside
at it after the meeting.
Yeah.
I'll look at it after the meeting.
I mean, that line.
That line should have chased the column. Well, that's what we told the guy who was putting it up. Chase the column. Chase inside the chase. But then again, they were changed to awesome. So.
All right.
Let me look at it.
Well, look at it. According to your main guy, goes, that's the main thing. You can't cut that out.
Yeah.
But I would think that, and I'm just listening to what you said, wouldn't you just leave out a big piece of the grid?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
but not a little piece.
What?
You wouldn't leave out a little piece.
Right, but the problem is when you go to report that, it could be a different dialogue. You know what I mean, in color-wise. And you're going to see that piece.
Is it right in the middle of the floor?
Right in the middle of the room.
Well, let me take a look at it. Maybe you could cut it below, splice the wires in a different location. Run in a different location. So let me take a
whatever
look.
Whatever you guys decide.
Let me take a look to see what it is.
Nick, you have anything else? Mike, you got anything?
Not right now.
Fran?
No, thank you.
Joe?
There was a couple of things that Nick didn't discuss.
What's that?
I'm just going down my list. He went through everything.
Okay, good.
Yay.
Very efficient.
One thing, the guy installing the zinc panels in the corridor, we have to get him to load designed for the railing, because he's going to do like a swing gate, a swing scaffold.
You mean in the courtyard?
In the courtyard, oh, okay. Yeah. If we can get some of that information from you.
What do you need? What information?
The guy that is putting the zinc panels in the courtyard, he's working with Swingate, and Swingate wanted to know... Swingate is a scaffold.
No, I know. The loading for the railing, because he's going to hook off the railing.
Yeah.
But isn't that part of the structure?
Yes, but he wanted to know what that was designed to, that just to make sure it can hold the weight.
I think those couch should be on the shop.
Right.
I'll double check as well.
What about that list? Tim always asked for the shop.
The lift is out.
No, the list.
You went through everything on that list. You went through all the 15 items.
By memory.
Al, you got anything?
No.
Michael?
No.
Pepin?
Nothing.
Nancy?
Nope.
Jim?
Couple things.
Make it quick.
Always that guy.
At the back of the class.
the loading dock bulkhead.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone got our sketch there.
I saw it this morning because you sent it yesterday.
I did?
Yeah.
The loading dock bulkhead.
Oh, no, you sent it this morning, so no one's seen it yet because you just sent it this morning.
What's the problem?
Well, go ahead.
Just want to make sure.
That's beautiful. Exactly what we talked about. Yeah. I love it.
You know you have to pay me for the angles.
Yes, okay. I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. Do you want us to bring that up?
Number two, well, is the elevator air conditioning. They show cassettes going at the top of the shaft. My suggestion is we duct it. How are you ever going to go in there and surface those things?
Mm-hmm.
That we can duct it right through the wall.
Because every time you get it.
I have no. No.
At the top of the shaft, you gotta call the elevator guy.
I didn't hear that.
I have no opinion. So whatever.
Well, where would you want to put it like right outside of the ceiling and duct it in? Is that what you wanted to do?
You won't see it.
I think there's a storage room right next to it.
On the top floor.
Actually.
Yes.
Oh.
It's gotta be fire rated. Yeah, it's a fire rated enclosure. It's fire damp. We need a fire damp.
It's a no brainer. As long as the elevator guy is good.
Well, it's a change order. We didn't pay for the fire. Fire
change damper. Order to who?
For what?
Oh, for a fire damper?
Okay.
We need that? Is that the code?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to change it, make sure you include us because now we got to run the electrical.
Did you want to put your power there for
it? Yeah, I'm sure the power's there already. So.
Yeah, but it's just down one.
I understand, but just make sure you include me on the change.
The wiring for the unit in the gym.
We spoke about that.
I didn't say anything about that.
Do you want to submit an RFI on that? Yeah, why don't you do that, and we'll look at what the options are.
Okay.
Can you suggest what you were going to do?
Just do it
in the RFI.
For that in the RFI on the proposed solution.
Yes.
Yeah, you encourage that.
Yeah. We encourage
you. Barry, you're not welcome.
Jim, anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. Nick, got anything? Paul?
Nope.
Brian?
No.
Jose?
Yeah, just a quick question. Nancy, I saw you sent Kevin an email regarding the fee for the Con Edison for the solar. Anything?
I paid it.
It went through this morning.
Yeah,
it did. Okay, good.
You should be sending
it. The only reason I didn't realize it was the second one. I only saw one.
Signed that one.
You have to sign
that's
the second one.
That's just on hold this morning.
I didn't even know it was
okay,
there.
Good. Because you sent me an email yesterday, so I'll let him know that. It's been paid. Thank you.
Can we get Kevin Austin to these meetings?
For what?
People looking for him. We can't find him.
Who's looking for him? Are you looking for him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, you should be at the meeting because we have questions.
Okay.
Call the bounty hunter.
All right, guys, that's it for the meeting.
One last question I messed up.
Yeah.
The ERU3? EU?
Yeah.
RU03?
03, yeah.
The outside one for the community?
Yeah. Did we resolve the power issue with that?
I sent in a change order for that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we know when that's going to happen, just so I could coordinate that with the wood floor?
Well,
was there no
hold on.
Power called out for that unit?
No, there was power.
There was power, changed. But the units changed.
Does the duct need to be insulated before you start that up? It doesn't. Okay. And you have to run all your piping, VRS, and all that fun stuff, which you haven't done.
Days.
Okay. And Paul's got to do the wiring.
You're a wrestling ring.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm good.
okay.
My resting was a place where
I
can't.
Because I don't eat meat.
So you got to come prepared to these meetings.
All right, so I need the owner's name and Jose to stay after the meeting.
Okay.
All right, guys, that's it for the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael, maybe we should have some kind of meeting.